This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Senior Talk is made possible by our sponsor, Motto Mortgage Platinum. Visit them online today at platinum-mortgage.com. That's platinum-mortgage.com. Joining us in the studio this morning are friends, returning guests, although it's been a while, Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio this morning. Who do we have with us today?
Robin Patterson. I'm the community liaison for Encompass.
And Jackie Rudinger, I'm the Senior Marketing Liaison.
All right. Jackie and Robin, before we get started, can you share with our listeners just a little bit about your background and really what brought you to doing what it is you do today?
Well, I've been doing this for about 17 years here in Colorado Springs, and I just love working with seniors and just giving everybody a good option for their care and health care. So that's why I'm doing this and have found a home with Encompass and really enjoy helping all those seniors and everybody get back on their feet.
Fantastic. Jackie, what brought you to doing what you do today?
I have been working with seniors for almost 20 years now.
Wow.
So started out in nursing homes and then independent living, assisted livings, and then worked my way into acute rehab, which I must say is very rewarding to get to see people come out of surgeries and learn to walk again and become independent again and go back home.
Fantastic. So. Well, tell us about Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital.
We are an acute rehab hospital, and often people are not always sure what that means. There are two different types of rehab whenever you've had a surgery or had a setback medically or physically. There's skilled nursing, and then there's acute rehab like ourselves. And acute rehab is similar to a hospital environment. Patients are come and stay with us for about 7 to 10 days and do 3 hours of therapy a day. So it's considered a more aggressive rehab. They end up having a doctor that follows them throughout their stay and kind of watches that medical piece, and then they get physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy depending on their needs.
Fantastic. Now, where are you located?
We're at 325 Parkside Drive, which is over right near Memorial Park.
Okay. You said the word rehabilitation. It's in your name. What is rehab? What is rehabilitation?
Rehabilitation is really that piece, that physical piece. So occupational therapy, speech therapy, physical therapy, and patients come to us once they've had any kind of setback. It can be minor or big. I have lots of patients that come to us from an acute setting after they've elected a surgery and or had a car accident or a stroke, or, you know, there's so many different reasons that you come to rehab. And then I have from in a hospital, but then I also have patients that come and admit to us directly from home. So that kind of sets us apart as well, is that we do direct admits from home. So a lot of local doctor's offices will refer to us if they feel like they've had a patient that's starting to have a functional decline and they're normally pretty independent at home and something's changed and they'd like to see them get back independent again.
Okay. And you said 3 hours of rehab versus, what do you traditionally see in other rehab settings?
You know, people always say 3 hours of therapy, that sounds like a lot.
Well, it sounds good. It sounds it's going to make you better sooner.
Yeah. So I always tell people, you know, the team is not putting you on a treadmill and saying, hey, do this. You know, it's very detailed, but also personalized. So they meet with each patient and break it up throughout the day into different small sessions, so you're not so exhausted you don't want to do anything the next day. And that 3 hours is just for acute rehab. It's a federal guideline. It's a standard for all acute rehabs. Skilled nursing rehabs do about an hour of therapy a day, and they end up having an average length of stay of about a month versus our 7 to 10 days. So it's a quicker stay. You go home sooner because you're getting more therapy and rehab on the front end.
All right. And again, who's appropriate for rehab?
You know, specifically, we see patients from from age 18 all the way to 100. I really feel like it's not age specific. And we see quite a few seniors that are even in, you know, their 90s that come to us and are able to participate and do that 3 hours. And we're not going to be the right fit for every patient. You know, there are some patients that can't tolerate 3 hours of therapy a day, but you'd be surprised how many people can.
And do you see with more therapy, 3 hours, or, you know, do you see a faster recovery time?
We do. And of course, it always depends on the diagnosis. Specifically, stroke patients, the American Heart Association, that's a new study they just came out with this last year that says that acute rehab is their recommendation for all patients post-stroke, so that they get that therapy on the front end, those neurological deficits. It really matters those first couple of weeks of recovery, what you're going to gain back from your independence.
Fantastic. So obviously following a stroke, and we're going to dive into that in depth with May being National Stroke Awareness Month. What other, you know, conditions do you treat, or do you see folks in for?
We see quite a few patients that have had hip fractures, hip replacements, brain injuries. We see a lot of multi-trauma car accidents, a lot of falls with, you know, even minor injuries with the snow and the ice and the weather. We also have Parkinson's patients, MS patients, and we kind of see the gamut, even patients that have had a really bad case of the flu and just are super deconditioned from it.
Fantastic. And what about your direct admit from home? What kind of conditions do you typically see for that type of scenario?
It's a mix. So we get a lot of calls from doctor's offices that say, you know, we have a patient that came in today that fell three times last week and didn't mention it to anybody. But when they came in today, they happened to mention it, and they normally get into the doctor's office independently, and now they're having to use a walker and they're a little unsteady on their feet. So we see people that have had frequent falls in the home. We also see a lot of patients that have had even a UTI that's kind of thrown them for a loop. Sometimes it makes you confused as a senior. We see a lot of, again, a lot of neurological deficits as well. Post-op surgery stuff. They end up having surgery and going home thinking they can manage it on their own at home, and then realize it's a little too much for them to handle.
A little too much too soon, right?
Yeah, and so we get a call from sometimes the patient themselves and or the doctor's office saying, hey, we sent them home and thought it would be good, and they ended up needing a little more care. Do you think that you can go out and evaluate them to come and be admitted?
Fantastic. Jackie and Robin are friends from Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital. Before we take a quick break, what is the best number that our listeners can reach out to you on to get in touch to find out more about the services you offer?
Absolutely. Our phone number is 719-630-2311. That is our admission line, and Carolyn is normally always the one that answers, and she's happy to help you and kind of walk you through the steps of how to get an evaluation to possibly be admitted.
Fantastic. Let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsor. Senior Talk is made possible by our friends at Motto Mortgage Platinum. If you want to buy a great home, refinance, or explore the option of a reverse mortgage, first you need a great loan. Motto Mortgage Platinum works directly with multiple lenders to find the mortgage that's right for you. Visit them online today at platinum-mortgage.com or by calling 1-833-DO-MOTTO. That's DOMOTTO. NMLS 1788892. Each Motto Mortgage office is independently owned and licensed, equal credit opportunity, and regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Our friends Jackie and Robin from Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital. Super excited to have you in the studio with us this morning. Real fast, best phone number for our listeners to get in touch with you to find out more about your services.
719-630-2311.
All right. What is the difference between, I mean, we kind of discussed the length of rehab as far as, or how much therapy you're getting, you know, the difference between a rehabilitation hospital and a skilled nursing facility?
Absolutely. So skilled nursings traditionally do about an hour of therapy a day, and patients will stay for a month, sometimes longer, depending on what's going on with them. But because they're doing less therapy each day, it's a longer rehab stay, if you will. And then acute rehab has a federal guideline. So where we have to do 3 hours of therapy a day. It's a standard to do 3 hours of therapy a day for 5 days. Sometimes with some of our patients, we can alter that based on diagnosis or based on if they have dialysis and they're gone for a period of time. But most patients, it's 3 hours a day. That's the requirement.
All right. Now, although you have the name hospital in your name, mm-hmm. Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital, difference between, say, a traditional hospital and you, I imagine. You don't have an ER. You don't want people showing
correct.
Up, you know, in an ambulance.
Correct. But we are licensed as a hospital technically. We're just a rehab hospital, and that's our specialty. So skilled nursings are licensed as nursing home rehabs, and then acute rehabs are also licensed as a hospital.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a broad question.
Yes.
What can patients expect during a stay at Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital? Give us your wow. Wow us.
They can expect to be able to stay in their homes longer, get better quicker, and be back at home and enjoying family and everything like that. So we don't do the traditional, as Jackie said. We really, you're going to be doing all different kinds. You are going to have the same group of therapists, the same, the whole time you're there, the same doctor. So you'll get to know them and they'll get to know you.
We do everything on a team basis. So whenever a patient comes in and they're evaluated, they're assigned to a specific team. So it's the same doctor day in and day out. So that patient knows them and vice versa, which we find to be more fulfilling for the patient. They don't have to repeat what's going on with them all the time. And the team also meets on a daily basis and speaks about, what the patient's goals are, what their therapy goals are, and what they feel is realistic for that patient to get back home. And then they customize it and try to get them back home as safely as possible.
So I want to back up to what you had just highlighted. What was a team of professionals who communicate
yes.
with each other.
Yes.
And have an individualized, personalized goal for each patient.
They do. They do. And an example of that is we even had a gentleman who his passion was camping and being outdoors and doing those types of things. And he had had a fall and had broken something and needed to recover. And part of his recovery, it was really important to him that he get back outdoors. So when he was getting closer to his discharge goal date of going home, because they always set a goal date, and that date can move up or back kind of based on how well you're doing. You know, if you're rocking therapy and you can go home earlier, then we want that for you.
Yeah.
You know, so, but one of the things that one of our therapists, Max, had done is when he was almost ready for discharge, they went out to our little back lawn, if you will, and popped up a tent and practiced doing some of those little things, you know, to see if he was stable enough to do it on his own or if there was a little things we could work on and tweak with him before he went home, because that was one of his goals, was to get back outdoors.
Fantastic. Now paint a picture of what happens when it's time to discharge. How
so
does that team go into effect?
At discharge, they call it their Independence Day.
It is.
They even get an independent shirt that the staff signs and everything. So we make it a big deal because, you know, you've worked really hard for this goal of getting back home. So we celebrate it. So as part of that, throughout the whole process, there's a case manager that follows you, and it's the same case manager throughout your stay. And they work with you on getting any adaptive equipment that you may need at home, setting you up with any home health if you still need some additional services at home, if you are no longer going to be driving and you need additional transportation services. So they kind of make sure that you're set up for success when you go home.
Yeah, because what we don't want is to go home and to end up coming back.
That's right.
All right. How do I know or find out, really, if Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital is appropriate for me?
So the nice thing that we do for all of our potential patients is we do a free assessment, and there's no doctor's order involved or anything, so it makes it a lot easier. So you can either directly call us and say that you feel like you need us and would like us to evaluate you, and we send out a liaison to your home, and they do a full assessment to make sure that you meet the criteria for acute rehab, which is essentially a medical need and then two therapy needs. Which the majority of our seniors these days meet that criteria pretty easily.
And there's no cost to that. Insurance, when you stay in our hospital, pays for it. Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance. So that's another helpful hint if you're thinking that you might need some therapy with us.
Absolutely. So I want to find out if it's appropriate. The number I'm going to call is
719-630-2311.
All right, Jackie and Robin from Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital. We're going to take one more break before we come back and find all about stroke and Stroke Awareness Month. We'll be right back. Senior Talk is made possible by our friends at Motto Mortgage Platinum. If you want to buy a great home, refinance, or explore the option of a reverse mortgage, first you need a great loan. Motto Mortgage Platinum works directly with multiple lenders to find the mortgage that's right for you. Visit them online today at platinum-mortgage.com or by calling 1-833-DO-MOTTO. That's D-O-M-O-T-T-O. NMLS 1788892. Each Motto Mortgage office is independently owned and licensed, equal credit opportunity, and regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Our friends Robin and Jackie from Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital joining us in the studio this morning. We're going to dive in and we're going to cover information about stroke and strokes. May is National Stroke Awareness Month. I'm going to read some startling statistics, I would say, based on what I was able to find, and that's stroke kills about 140,000 Americans each year. That's one out of every 20 deaths. Someone in the United States has a stroke every 40 seconds. Every 4 minutes, someone dies of a stroke. Every year, more than 795,000 people in the United States have a stroke. About 610,000 of these are first or brand new strokes. About 185,000 strokes, nearly one in four, are people who have had a previous stroke. Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital, definitely what I would consider and what I call industry experts when it comes to stroke rehabilitation, and have been for quite some time. Jackie, Robin, tell our listeners a little bit about the services that you offer to patients following a stroke.
So we are the only stroke-certified rehab hospital in Southern Colorado with the Joint Commission, which means that our staff, our team, have gone through an intricate process with the Joint Commission on becoming a leading expert in stroke rehabilitation. So a lot of our staff have gone through specialty training to get those certifications so that we can offer our patients the best care post-stroke.
Fantastic. Tell me about the technology. You have some fascinating technology and tools to work specifically with folks who have suffered from a stroke in that rehabilitation piece.
Absolutely. So our therapy team, if for those that have never been to our rehab, we have a large gym with all kinds of gadgets and then very basic things that you would see in any gym. But one of the gadgets that our stroke patients will use is a BioNS. It's a technology that does a stimulation of the nerves when you're trying to get that arm or that leg to move again properly post-stroke, because a lot of patients suffer from either a right or a left hemiparesis and that weakness on that side post-stroke.
And autoambulator, are you still utilizing that one? That one's a fun one.
Yes.
I actually had the ability to try it out once. So.
How was it?
It's exciting. So tell us about the autoambulator.
So we have several patients that end up needing to, you know, essentially learn to walk again. And so it allows them to kind of simulate that and to kind of feel those movements again and get those legs and those arms moving again. One of the other technologies with a lot of our patients that end up sometimes falling during a stroke and end up breaking something also, and they have weight-bearing restrictions, that allows them to feel what it would feel like to be 50% weight-bearing on one leg, or what that looks like when they're trying to walk. So it really does allow them to understand what that means to learn to walk with different
tools and different tools. Conditions. How important is rehabilitation to a stroke survivor?
It's very important. The sooner you can get in and get rehab going, speech therapy, and moving and working on that, it's a much quicker recovery and much quicker way of going home.
And going on that timeline, you know, I've always wondered, I mean, is there a timeline or a recommendation? I mean, how long after a stroke should patients get in touch with Encompass Health Rehabilitation
Hospital?
Immediately.
I think it's very vital for any stroke patient to have rehab right away. And even when they're in a hospital setting locally in one of the big hospitals, when they find out they have the stroke and everything, and they start the rehab process right away, so that they, even though it may be small, intricate therapy that's only in 15-minute increments or things like that, they end up starting the therapy directly after the stroke, because they want to get them moving and get that muscle memory started again.
Okay. And also still benefit if you've had a stroke in the past. There's still benefit to that therapy as well. Can you give us, let's say, a success story of a patient who came to Encompass Health following a stroke?
I have quite a few success stories of patients that we call a late effect CVA or a late effect stroke patient. We have a program specifically designed for late effect CVAs, patients that are always going to have that residual weakness on one side that can often debilitate them for doing things at home that they normally are so used to doing on their own. And we have what we call, I have a doctor that always calls it the tune-up. Oh, have them come in for the tune-up, you know, because it really is just that. Someone coming in, once they're starting to get some residual weakness on that side again, they come in for another 7 to 10 days. I have a couple of patients that come in once or twice a year for their tune-up, and they kind of expect it. They have us on speed dial. Yep. When they start to feel weak again, they give us a call because they know that they want to be as independent as possible, and for that to happen, they have to stay on top of it.
Use it or lose it. You got to keep active and keep working towards that progress and continued success. Exciting to bring up the next announcement, I'll call it, but really Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital hosts an annual stroke symposium, jam-packed full of resources, information, you name it, you've got it covered. Tell us about this year's event.
So this year we are doing it on Wednesday, May 22nd. From 3 to 7 p.m. And again, it is an annual stroke symposium, and each year we have new topics that we discuss about new technology or new discoveries in the field, things that they're doing pre-stroke, post-stroke, so that we stay on top of everything for patients.
Fantastic. So what's the date again?
It is May 22nd.
And where is it located?
It's going to be located at our hospital.
All right.
In the gym. So we will have complimentary screenings, and we'll have a light dinner provided by Prime 25. It's open to the public. So any stroke survivors, caregivers, at no cost. The only thing we ask is that you RSVP. We want to make sure we have enough food, and we want to make sure we have enough room for everybody. So anybody that is interested in finding more out about strokes, or you've had a stroke, or you're a caregiver of a stroke survivor, this is the place for you to be.
So anybody and everybody, it sounds like.
It's a little
like.
Education yep. piece for everyone. It really is.
Well, with the statistics like what we covered with how prevalent strokes are in the United States, I would imagine most of us have some sort of connection with someone who has had a stroke. So again, what is the date and the time and the location?
It's Wednesday, May 22nd, from 3 to 7, and it's going to be at 325 Parkside Drive, Encompass Rehab Hospital. We are also going to have some community partners there so that you can find about other avenues that you might need after a stroke. So you need to RSVP to 719-630-2358.
And it's going to be in the rehabilitation gym. So I get
gym.
To see all that cool technology
yes.
and tools yeah. and resources again. Yes. Fantastic. Any parting words for our listeners today? Advice, recommendations, how and when they should get in touch with you?
Yeah, I really just want everyone to know that you really do have a choice on where you go for rehab. And I think we've seen kind of a shift in a lot of our seniors where they feel empowered to make those decisions on their own and not always just go by a recommendation of someone. I really want to encourage people to go out and, you know, if you're electing a surgery or if you have a history of stroke, you know your resources so that if something happens and you end up having to go to the hospital or needing rehab, you know what's going to work for you and where you want to go.
And
we always encourage people to come tour. Tour a hospital and take a look. I have a lot of patients I'm seeing on the front end before maybe they've elected a hip surgery or an ankle surgery or whatever, and they end up coming and touring our hospital pre-surgery to see where they're going to go and make sure we're going to be the right fit. And I kind of love that because I love that they're empowering themselves.
Well, what a great idea. And to emphasize, the more time you take to prepare and to plan, mm-hmm. The more options you have. And if you wait to that last minute, that crisis scenario, we see it all the time in home care. Right. You wait to that crisis scenario, and oftentimes your options are incredibly limited, if not unavailable.
Right.
So definitely I would encourage them to check out. And again, choice. I can't emphasize that enough. We've seen a shift, I think, back to people understanding that there are choices out there and options out there versus, well, my doctor says I'm going to go here, and well, why is your doctor saying that you should go there? You know, lots of questions to ask.
Right.
We are about out of time. I want to thank you both again for joining us in the studio this morning. Before we go, share with our listeners one last time the information about the upcoming Stroke Symposium and the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you over at Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital.
Our Stroke Symposium is going to be Wednesday, May 22nd from 3 to 7 p.m. at our hospital. That is Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital of Colorado Springs, 325 Parkside Drive. We're just directly across from Memorial Park. There is a slew of doctor's offices over there, and we're a two-story rehab hospital right there. So whenever you come to the Stroke Symposium, we are going to be serving a light meal. Prime 25 has offered to cater it for us. We have a great relationship with them, and it's always wonderful to eat their food. And then we also have Peak Neurology, Dr. Preeb's office. He is a local neurologist here in town. Their office is going to be our keynote speaker this year. So we always have a neurologist every year that speaks. So it'll be a good time.
Fantastic. Jackie, Robin, thank you so much for joining us in the studio this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home and Motto Mortgage Platinum.